The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
I need to make more graphics like that at some crazy time.
You need graphics. To make more graphics.
Audio.
Graphic. Yeah. Audio. Graphic. I don't know what's going on. Hi, this is Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B, where no moose poop flows free. That season is finally over.
Thank God.
I'm Betty, and I'm one hell of a robot. Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit, and I want to tell you that this is episode 180 of the Joe and Anthony Show, for Monday, June 17th, 2019. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony page is on Facebook. Go visit them at facebook.com/thejoeandanthonyshow. You can also find the Joe and Anthony Show on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, and of course, Radio for All and our very own website. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us now, damn it. Without further ado, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Fuck you, Betty.
Oh boy, wow. Roger sounds angry tonight. Does anyone know why Roger is so angry tonight?
Fuck you, Roger.
Okay.
Oh boy, I don't know.
I don't know.
Man,
corn, mini Dutchmen, Dutchmen's. What is that? Oh, Dutchmen's? What the fuck's a Dutchman? Is that like,
oh,
is that
delicious.
When you're shitting in Andy's candy? What's a Dutchman?
It's these things.
Okay.
They're minty, and they are not chocolate. It's like a gooey mint kind of candy.
I see. Where do you, what are they called? What's the packaging on them?
It was literally, they're called Dutch Mints.
Huh. You buy it from the crack whore on the corner. Oh, I see. Oh, it's a bulk item. I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting.
Huh. This is from the Blommer Outlet Store at 600 West Kinsey.
The Blommer Outlet Store.
If you're ever in this area and you wonder why you smell this delicious chocolate smell, it's because it's coming from that factory. They make all kinds of chocolatey delicious things there.
We will have to investigate that whenever the Tampa studio people get up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All those studio people.
So we got Dutch Mints, we got pickles. Big Matt's always doing pickles. Ezel smooth as vanilla cream frosting. Yes, I like me some vanilla cream frosting from Publix. I will miss Publix when I leave the South one day. But
isn't Publix everywhere?
They're in the South.
They're in the southeast.
They're in the southeast. They're Florida, Georgia, I think some South Carolina, maybe some Alabama, but primarily Florida. Primarily Florida.
Yeah. So, Anthony, how was your day or week or whatever?
Well, I took the day off today, which was nice. Sometimes you got to give yourself a 3-day weekend.
It is.
Lovely.
We had a lovely time on Wednesday.
Yes, we did a weekday rush hour this morning, which, by the way, it's in the, I think it's in the show recordings raw folder on the partners download. You can grab it if you want, if you feel like taking a listen. I think it's like two and a half hours or something.
Oh, my.
And then, yeah, maybe we can throw it up there. Ezel sent me a text message about something being wrong on the website. Let me see if I can decipher it here. Ezel texts, I think, sometimes after he's all fucked up. So we get, let's see.
You've had a lot of rain, that's for sure.
We did have a lot of rain.
And heat.
Lots of rain. Well, the heat, luckily the heat, he said episode 169 just became episode 161.
Oh, that's interesting.
So something got crossed. The heat has subsided. It's been in the 80s. It's humid, but it's been in the 80s. So it hasn't been incredibly too bad.
Okay.
So, oh, my goodness. And how was your day? Because we actually were going in my weed corner. We're supposed to start in like 10 seconds.
Oh, boy.
We have all this other stuff. So,
well, my day was fine. Let's check out what we have in the voicemail.
Hold on. Let me move this down here in our discussion segment. And, here. I can do the voicemail or... Okay, here. Hold on.
You have two
can you hear
new
that?
And
I sure can.
Six old messages.
So I've got two
press
new messages.
One for first
one message.
Hey, this is Ezel McAdoo.
Hi, Ezel.
I'm looking for them two stoners, Joe and Anthony. Yeah. Must be something wrong. They ain't on the air. What's going on? What?
Ezel.
Hold on a second. Sorry. What? Hold on a second. Wait.
What happened to Ezel? Did you get arrested again, Ezel? I told you not to get arrested again. Oh, it's Tuesday. Ezel's calling in on the wrong day of the week.
Oopsie poopsie. All right.
It's all right, Ezel. It's all good. We'll talk to you. Maybe tonight. We know you're in the chat room.
Yep. And you too can be in the chat room.
Press 3 for advanced options.
Poor Ezel.
Press 5 to repeat the current message. Press 6.
Thank you, Ezel.
Message deleted.
We're gonna do that.
Last
we're gonna move.
Message.
Last new message.
Hey, this is Dick White.
Sounds like Dick White. Dick White's still constipated.
I think somebody's been embezzling money from the Cheyenne Radio account.
We have no money.
I don't know what's going on, man. I gotta go. Hey!
Is he looking
press
at his own
four
checking
for the
account?
Previous message. Press 3 for advanced option. Message deleted.
I mean,
no more messages. Goodbye.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but last I checked, we haven't made payroll in like 3 months. I mean, I don't know who's embezzling what because it's gone, whatever it was. It never really was. There was never really any income to begin with. So we had, thank you, Ezel, for the voicemail. Thank you, Dick
and
White, for
Dick
the heads
White,
up.
Yep.
I guess. So I guess
we'll keep an eye out for that. If we ever get money, we know where it's
get
going.
Money, yeah. Well, that's what happens. As long as the lights stay on. All right, let's do a weed corner.
Yeah.
All right. First one, Nevada prohibits employment discrimination based on cannabis use. This one comes from High Times. The Nevada governor signed a bill last Friday that prohibits employers from denying jobs to applicants because of illegal marijuana use. Yep, exactly. Assembly Bill 132 prohibits employers from discriminating against prospective employees based on a positive result for marijuana use in a pre-employment drug screening or an applicant's admission of legal cannabis use. What the hell is going on with Roger over there? The bill does not prohibit employers from administering drug tests to applicants, but they are not permitted to deny employment based solely on a positive result for cannabis. It was advised that employers proactively set clear policies regarding cannabis use by applicants and employees in the workplace. Because they can't now not hire you, they might still be able to use it as a way to fire you if you're coming to work stoned. So, but yeah, it looks like you're not going to be barred from applying for new jobs in Nevada.
I mean,
if you test positive for marijuana,
unless you're a clown.
Unless you're
a clown, probably shouldn't come to work too stoned.
No, you really shouldn't. I mean, you really shouldn't. You should always. But
I mean,
I mean,
if you dress as a clown. And you
Well, you're in charge activities. Of children. You might be in charge of children, so maybe even the clown should remain unstoned.
Well, maybe the clown shouldn't be in charge of children.
Well, that's a whole other discussion. The next discussion, though, that we're going to talk about is the Ohio Medical Board. Hello, Ohio. Yeah. You're being weird again. This one, again, comes from High Times. The State Medical Board of Ohio rejected a proposal last Wednesday that would have added depression, opioid addiction, and insomnia to the list of qualifying conditions for the state's medical marijuana program. A board advisory committee met last month to consider adding the five medical conditions to the state's program. Medical experts generally concurred that research supported the use of medical marijuana as a treatment for autism and anxiety. However, they disagreed on treating opioid addiction, depression, and insomnia with cannabis. The board also decided to delay a vote on including anxiety and autism as qualifying conditions and said that they were in no rush to approve the proposals. So one step forward in Nevada and not really a much of a step anywhere in Ohio.
Yeah. So
back to you, Joe.
Well, what do you think, folks? I have some Pride Month thoughts, and that is, I recently took a stroll on YouTube Lane for different Pride celebrations across the country, different years. I went as far as back as 2009, and you could definitely tell, for one, like, the different video quality, but I digress. What's not changed is just the general, like, it's no longer really about rights. It's just about party and, like, how much can I party?
Political advertising. Not as much political.
No.
Wow, I'm surprised. Because usually I'm used to it being very political.
No, not very political at all.
That's nice, but a lot of corporate, a lot of corporate things.
Yes, a lot of corporate things, a lot of media, and a lot of partying. You know, so, partying. I mean, yes, you have your drag queens, and it's just like, wow, you're just going to sit there for hours getting stupid drunk, watching floats go by. And being stressed out. I'm so stressed out.
I would sit there and get drunk and be high watching the floats go by, and I quite enjoyed myself. Until the last year I went to Pride, when that woman with her double-wide baby stroller on the sidewalk started bitching about us gays having our parade. We should have our parade somewhere else. Get all in the way of her baby stroller. She was a double-wide, see you next Tuesday, let me tell you.
Have blossomed into so many conditional things. I've seen length wide and
strollers, the ridiculous strollers. It's like a fucking, I'm like, do you have a permit? That thing should have a license plate. Is it insured? Because if you hit me with that, you might injure me severely.
One of my stories has a stroller like thing in it, so we'll talk about that later.
Okay, so let's find out about our word of the day.
Yes, here we go.
So what's better than Chip Skipper and a biscuit? It's discovering a new word.
I don't know what that is.
Today, Joe is going to pick a word at random from his 1983 The American Heritage Dictionary and tell you all about it. Okay, here we go!
Ooh, what's our word going to be today?
I don't know, Joe. What is it going to be?
Our word today is rectilinear.
What is that?
Rectilinear.
Could you spell that, please?
R-E-C-T-I-E-L-I-N-E-A-R. Rectilinear. Moving in, bounded by, or characterized by a straight line or lines. Rectilinear.
Okay, rectilinear. Rectilinear. Okay.
Rectilinear. Just in case you needed to know, though, last week's word was stillborn. Rectilinear. Stillborn. Rectilinear.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
Hit it, Roger.
Yeah.
Hit it, Roger.
Go,
Fuck
Roger.
You, Joe. Hello, it's the other lovable artificial personality unit, Roger. And well, if you didn't know it, but if you did, well, pip pip and cheerios for you. This is your national day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, today is Monday, June 17th, 2019, and well, it's Global Garbage Man Day, National Eat Your Vegetables Day, National Stewart's Root Beer Day, National Apple Strudel Day, National Cherry Tart Day. Well, while Joe burps up all the root beer from drinking too fast, gets the cherry tart stains out of his underwear and Anthony shoves a bunch of vegetables in the garbage for the man, he will eventually push a quote-unquote button that stimulates a quote-unquote spinning wheel that Joe quote-unquote pulled right after pushing a button, quote-unquote, I think, fuck you. No, yes, I really do. Take it away, guys.
All right, give it a spin, Joe. There they go.
Oh, man. Wow. That was one hell of a wheel. It activated a lot of shit.
Sometimes that's what happens. All right. Our random news story tonight comes from Channel 9 ABC News in Chattanooga. Early one Sunday morning, a Walmart store manager witnessed a man pour salt on the floor and on his feet before leaving the store and walking into the woods near the store. The manager called police and wanted the man charged with trespassing. A deputy found 38-year-old Damien lying under some trees in the woods, but still on Walmart property. He told deputies he poured salt on the floor of a Walmart store to get rid of evil spirits around him.
Sounds like fun.
Yep, he was arrested and taken to jail. And back to you, Betty.
You know, it's a shame that...
Fuck you, Anthony.
Oh, wow, Betty.
Okay, fine. Yeah, jeez. Whatever. Fine.
It's a shame that, you know, he couldn't have poured, I don't know, whatever.
You don't know. Why don't we, come on, Betty. Why don't we give us...
Happy Pride Month.
Thank you.
Hey, listen to these shows, and more that we recast here on Shyamba Radio. The World Labor Hour with the Lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John Dubose. The Inept Supervillains Podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Have an idea for a show? Call us at 813-327-8566. Be sure to visit Chimpa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Back to you, Joe. Betty, say bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia!
Betty, and say with gusto, and now it's time for your Chimpa weather. From Chicago.
I'll hit the right card eventually.
From Chicago's Midway International Airport. Yay! Unless you're listening live, it is not currently overcast at 64 degrees with a dew point of 56.
Giving us a sweet spot.
Humidity, yes, now I am, of 75%. Winds are hollowing out of the X at XX miles per hour. And for you violent pilot types.
Ooh, my goodness.
The visibility is 9 miles. What's a violent pilot? Does he, like, take control of the stick and be like, we're going to get this plane down if it kills us? That's a nice show title. Don't let your rocks get salty.
There you go. So, wait, who said that? Was that Ezel? Ezel, thank you, Ezel. I'm going to write that down in my notebook right here.
So tonight, Monday night, patchy fog after 1 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 55. Tuesday, patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 67 miles per hour. Tuesday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 59. And that,
around 59?
Around 59.
All right.
And that's your Chicago weather. And now, for the news.
What the...
And now
I'm struggling with the cards
news.
Tonight.
Oh boy, just what we always need on our streets.
Uh-oh.
A prototype Honda lawnmower. Ooh. Went from 0 miles per hour to 100 miles per hour in, oh, guess how many seconds, Anthony?
5 seconds.
You wouldn't be far off.
Really?
6.29 seconds.
Wow.
And it broke a Guinness World Record in Germany. The Honda Mean Machine Mower, driven by stunt driver Dekra Lazitzgring, averaged 6.29 seconds in two runs on a track near Dresden. The speed was measured by a V-Box onboard recording device that was set up and monitored by third-party company Timing Solutions Limited. Honda said it also had to demonstrate to Guinness that the speedy mower could still cut grass.
Oh.
With all of its modifications. Really? So you can cut your grass going 100 miles an hour on your lawn? I want to see this.
That... And it's sounding like a pissed off bumblebee.
Wow, he's done fast. So, Guinness confirmed the acceleration earned the record for fastest acceleration, 0 to 100 miles per hour, for a lawnmower prototype. That's pretty good, though. I mean, it's engineering, you know? If you need it, you got it.
I see.
Well, let's move on to this next story, because guess what? Something's back.
What's back?
Shoot. And here we thought mooses went out of style.
Oh, no. They did. They did.
Well, not for this Alaska man.
Oh?
He captured video of a very curious moose that visited the backyard of his home. Oh. Guess what this moose decided to do?
Poop?
Well, that would be interesting, because I'm all about moose poop, but nope.
No.
Take another guess, because we got time.
How about, croquet balls?
Did what?
I don't know, croquet balls. What am I picking?
Oh, croquet balls. That's interesting. No, he took time to play with a tire swing.
Oh, a tire swing.
Yeah. Don captured video of the mother moose playing with a tire swing in the backyard of his home the Bear Valley area of Anchorage. Don said the moose had a confrontation with the black bear shortly after he stopped filming, though. I guess the black bear wanted to have a little bit of playtime, too. I'll see if there was two tire swings, though. Then both the bear and the moose could play.
The bear and the moose can play.
About 20 minutes after the tire incident, a black bear came through.
Antelope.
And they had a little standoff. Then when the bear left, she rounded up her calf in the bush and headed straight down to the neighbor.
Oh my goodness! She put her calf in the bush.
Don said the moose is in the video... is a neighborhood moose known to local residents. That's cute. A neighborhood moose.
I'm just all kinds of messed up right now. I'm finding everything amusing. All right, let's poke along here. Oh, we got some Fiddles McGinty. That's good, because I got to get the announcer text for the next episode of This Way Out. So, please tell us about our next Fiddle McGinty story.
Well, I think offline, weren't we talking about large, oversized strollers?
Yes, like the double wide. Maybe we were talking about it on air. I can't remember. I can't remember what's on air and off air anymore.
Well, this woman decided that it's time for playtime.
It's time for playtime.
In Walla Halla, Walla Halla Halla, Walla Halla, Walla, Walla Halla, Walla Halla, South Carolina. Is that where it's at?
What was the name of that town again, Joe?
Walla, Walla Halla, Walla, Walla Halla, Walla Halla, Walla Halla. Wallahalla. Well, police in that little town pulled over a woman. Guess what she was driving, Anthony?
A chicken.
That would be funny, too. Nope.
No. No.
Guess again.
A ketchup bottle.
The fuck?
Does Ezel, have any suggestions? Ezel? No, he has no suggestions.
Yeah, Ezel, do you want to?
No, we're on the salty balls. Okay.
No.
All right. So what? It's not. Is it bigger than a bread box?
Slightly.
Slightly big. We have time, clearly. We got like 4.5 minutes. So we can play this for a little bit. So it's slightly bigger than a
bread box. Yep.
Is it pink or purple?
This particular, well, you know, depending on which version you got, I suppose if you got the Barbie version, it might be pink.
Is it a vibrator?
No. Although it probably does vibrate because you're in it. And you're going along in it.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Oh my goodness. I'm speechless. Okay, well, I'm gonna say a golf cart.
No.
No? No, what was it?
She was driving a child's Power Wheels truck.
Oh, wow. Good for her. Good for you, girl.
She's probably going about 5 miles
an hour. 5 miles an hour down the highway.
Well, walla, 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 holla, walla, holla, walla, holla,
walla, holla, walla, walla, walla,
walla, holla, police chief, Sean, said officers arrested 25-year-old Megan on Monday.
Poor Megan.
She was charged with public intoxication.
She was fucked up, that Megan.
Sean told WYFF officers responded to the scene after someone called authorities about a suspicious person. He said that the woman was about a mile from her house at the time of her arrest. And she was under the influence of a narcotic.
Oh my goodness. I'm sure she was.
But that's interesting. If you look at the video, it's kind of funny. You just see the guy driving along.
Yeah.
And you see this woman in this like Power Wheels just driving along on the side of the road.
Just driving along on the side of the road.
She wasn't causing any harm. She was just being kind of creating a gawker's situation.
I see. Interesting. Oh, there she is. Yeah, look at that. How about that? You. You go, girl. Just don't get run over by a car because you'll make that person feel terrible when they kill you.
And do you have insurance on that, please?
She does not have insurance on that thing. And good luck getting State Farm to pay out for that fucking accident. All right.
American Family Insurance.
Something like that, exactly.
Well, and that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
All right, thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed, southern, fried, collusion-free, maybe some Russia involved again, GMO-loaded experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Phone lines are open. You'll sit on hold, though, until after the break. This week on This Way Out, faux laws, faith-based fouls tackle religious freedom in Oz and beyond. And in other news, Botswana's high court strikes down the country's same-gender sex ban. Ecuador's top court equalizes civil marriage. Iran's foreign minister defends the morality of executing gay people. The Vatican freezes gender fluidity. A U.S. federal judge is told to rethink her rebuff on Trump's military trans ban, and U.S. diplomats fly rainbow flags under Trump's gaydar. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyenne Radio. Hang tight, folks. We will be rectilinear again in 4
yes,
minutes
we will.
After this break.
Yay. I think so. It's true.
It's true. Yeah, we got like 20 seconds.
Hey,
dance party.
Woo!
Look at that. Look at that.
They're looking at me.
We're actually ahead of time. We're ahead of time. Well, they're looking at me because they're going to kick me out of here. That's why they look at me.
Well,
the fat white man dances, then you know something's wrong.
The janitors are partially horny.
Exactly. All right, folks, we'll be back in 4 minutes.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Flashback.
Say you're getting tired of lettuce and tomato hamburgers in this town that don't quite make it?
Yeah!
You say that just once you'd like your hamburger hot and your lettuce and tomato cool and crisp all at the same time?
Yeah!
Well, I say, you got it. I'm talking McDonald's new lettuce and tomato hamburger, the McDLT.
I'm talking quarter pound of beef on the hot, hot side.
And the hot stays hot.
The new McDLT.
Hot, hot.
Crisp lettuce and tomato on the cool, cool side.
And the cool stays cool.
The new McDLT.
Cool crisp.
The beef stays hot. The cool stays crisp. Put it together, you can't resist. The hottest taste, the coolest dish.
Keep it hot, hot.
Keep it cool, cool.
McDLT. McDLT. Hot beefy McD.
Cool crisp LT.
McDLT.
It's a good time.
Hot beefy McD.
For the great taste.
Cool crisp LT.
Of McDonald's.
Could be the best tasting lettuce and tomato hamburger ever.
New McD.
Look to Jewel for big name brand bargains. Save on regular or light Kraft mayonnaise or Miracle Whip salad dressing. A 32-ounce jar is $1.99. Get an 8-ounce package of Kraft Philadelphia cream cheese for only 99 cents. And stock up on 7-Up, Pepsi, RC, or Coke. A 2-liter bottle is just $1.19. For big name brand bargains.
I'll never forget that morning. All I could think of was to reach Mr. Thomas's bake shop for one of his hot muffins with nooks and crannies and butter and still make it to school before the switch. But that day, I would have had to pedal farther than ever before. Mr. Thomas had taken his muffins to America. Thomas's English Muffins. For over 100 years, England's breakfast tradition in America's hands.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website cprmetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue one of those robotic things.
Welcome back. Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, why don't you all go grab your favorite devices, snacks, adult beverages, etc., 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 biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. By the way, it is no longer moose poop season, thought you'd like to know.
Yay.
Take it away, the lovable Anthony, I think.
Thanks, Roger. All right, before we get to my crazy Florida news, it's time for my... Fuck you too, Roger. It's time for my crazy Florida weather from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Where the hell's my counter? I can't find my arrow. This is when we need touch screens. We need touch screens in the studio.
I know.
All right. Unless you're listening live, it is currently mostly cloudy and 78 degrees Fahrenheit. The heat index is 80 degrees. The humidity is 85%. Dew point is 73. And the visibility is actually still 10 miles. So it did warm up a little bit, but today mostly was rain. It was a lot of rain. It was like, stop putting your damn moose poop in my weather. I see you. I see Chip Skipper bouncing around down there. No, moose poop is over. No moose poop. Find something else. Tonight, Monday night, is a 50% chance of showers and storms, mostly cloudy with a low around 76. Tuesday, a 50% chance of showers and storms, partly sunny with a high near 88. On Tuesday night, 20% chance of showers and storms, partly cloudy when it's not fucking raining, and a low around 76. And then on Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers and storms, which means it's going to rain when you need it not to. Mostly sunny with a high near 88. And then Wednesday night, a 20% chance of rain and thunderstorms, of course. Partly cloudy, though, when it's not raining with a low around 78. And I guess now it's time for my crazy Florida news. Hopefully there's no more moose poop around here. Jesus. Oh, good. We got snorting going on now, too. Oh, my goodness. We have lost all control.
That's okay. We need those episodes once in a while.
No, we do. We do need those episodes once in a while. All right, I got some good ones. Now, I don't think I didn't cover the football player one, so I was going to Elliot from the ISVP,
yes.
From the super or
the why not me
super villains, yeah. But I decided against it. That's just way too crazy. It's kind of some parts of it is good Florida stuff, but some parts of it is too damn dark. All right, so we're going to go on a lighter tone. The Pensacola News Journal brings us our first Florida news story of the evening about a number one rule of crime that Florida criminals seem to often forget. Don't create evidence of yourself committing a crime. According to an arrest report, an officer with the Pensacola Police Department was dispatched around 9 in the morning to a home on Government Street due to a burglary call. A woman told the officer she had argued with her boyfriend, 45-year-old Dwight, earlier that morning. She said that he was angry because she owned multiple cell phones and donut dildos. There we go. So I see it's donut dildo season then, huh? And was also upset over the amount of time she spent on the phones. Yeah. So after a verbal altercation, yeah, poor guy. She probably ignored him, you know? Poor guy. After a verbal altercation, yeah. She left her residence around 7:20 while Dwight was still sitting on the front porch. The woman said she had locked the door before leaving and had not given Dwight permission to enter the house without her present. Dwight, however, decided to enter the home and thought it was a great idea to post a video on Facebook showing him walking into the house. Yep, that's, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, exactly. So, when the woman returned, she found her two cell phones destroyed. Additionally, she found her indoor speaker system outside in the yard. A Bluetooth speaker had been moved, and she could not account for 20 DVDs. The officer watched Dwight's video and noted in the report that it clearly shows Dwight opening the woman's front door and walking through her house. He was arrested on Wednesday and booked into the Escambia County Jail with a $16,000 bond. Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot.
That's a lot of crazy.
Bing, bang, bang, baby, bang, 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 bang,
bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang. Okay. So NBC Channel 6 News Miami gives us our next crazy Florida news story of the night about an 81-year-old man with a car, a gun, and a desire for a parking space. Parking has become so popular in Florida that we now kill people over the privilege of temporarily storing our vehicle in a public place for under 3 hours. According to police reports, the incident started in the parking lot of the Pembroke Pines Lakes Mall outside of the AMC movie theater when 81-year-old Solomon, a former Miami-Dade County School Board member, fired shots at the victim's car, shattering the rear window all over a parking spot. Solomon took off in his car, and police saw him shooting at others as he drove down. Wait, hold on. Okay, hold on. I gotta find the right card here. Okay, so Solomon took off in his car, and police saw him shooting at others as he drove down Flamingo Road. Jason sued northbound to Sheridan Street. When they got to Sheridan Street, Solomon exchanged gunfire with the police. However, none of the officers were struck. Solomon then got back into his vehicle and fled westbound on Sheridan, lost control of his car at 150th Avenue, and then got out of the vehicle and fled on foot. He was definitely determined to get the fuck away. The SWAT team caught up with him and saw him on the floor. They approached him and took him into custody. Police say they're unsure how the incident started and no one was injured. Pembroke Pines police say Solomon was involved in an aggravated assault in Miramar. In that incident, a woman approached his vehicle in a residential community and Solomon pointed his gun at the victim as he drove through her neighborhood.
Oh my.
Florida is an interesting place. Florida.
Sexy.
Florida is a very interesting place.
It is. It is. It is.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. The Brevard Times brings us our final and naked Florida news story of the night. Everyone has their kinks, and some are stranger than others. This one's a little off the beaten path. Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. In the past 7 months, the city of Palm Bay has been plagued with burglaries in which a suspect cuts the screen or otherwise enters a victim's pool deck area and steals pool floats, donuts, dildos, and nothing else. Thank you, Joe. Several victims have reported their items missing and have been...
He looks like he could steal donut dildos. He sure has the look.
So the donut dildo people have a specific look about them.
Yes.
And he has the look of the donut dildo people.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. The clay people have competition. That's kind of crazy with the donut dildo people. Okay, anyway. To the luck of the Palm Bay... Oh, yeah. To the luck of the Palm Bay Police Department, officers stopped 35-year-old Christopher on his bicycle around 1:30 last Thursday morning for being a suspicious person. This is quite suspicious. The suspicious part was that he had a white garbage bag full of deflated pool floats. Yeah, it gets stranger. Christopher admitted to police that he had burglarized several houses to steal the pool floats and then led police to a vacant house where he had a stash of about 75. Christopher explained that Chip Skipper's thing is in the way. Christopher explained to police that he sexually gratifies himself with the floats and the donut dildos. Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we... Yeah. we've reached that point. That's where we've gone. Yep, right there. There you go. There you go. Oh, I don't know if I can finish. All right. Okay, no more donut dildos. This is hard enough to get through without the donut dildos. All right. I don't know where the hell I was at anyway. Okay, so yes. He gratifies himself with the pool floats instead of raping women. He was arrested and charged with... Yeah, right? He was arrested and charged with burglary of an occupied dwelling and petty theft. If you believe that you or your pool floats have been victimized by this pool float people guy, please contact the Palm Bay Police Department at your earliest convenience. And thank God...
Don't hesitate to call us if your donut dildos are missing. You can call us at 813-327-8566.
I don't know if we want to hear about them. Well, you know what? Whatever.
Why not?
All right, sure. Sure. All right, Betty. Back to you.
Wait, is it Betty's turn?
Yeah, it's Betty's turn. I'm done with my news segment.
Welcome back. Roger here.
No, it's Betty.
Thank God it's Monday.
No, it's Betty. Betty!
Yeah, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Cheyenne Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Cheyenne Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you two can hang out in the studio with these two idiots.
That's
us. Be a part of this unique Q-Studio experience. Be sure to visit us at Cheyenne.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, Plethora Monday. Take it away, guys. Fuck you, Joe.
Ooh, wow, it's been one hell of a show, I gotta tell ya.
It's been one crazy ride this evening. It certainly has. We say we need a show title, but we have a show title, do we not?
We have a show title. The show title this week
Don't Let Your Rocks Get Salty.
Don't Let Your Rocks Get Salty.
That is, and it's a full moon episode. It's a full moon episode, too.
Oh, wow.
And we got a caller coming in. We got, you know what, there's so much going on, I don't know which button to push. Hold on, caller. Hold on. Let me see. I got the right one here somewhere. Hold on.
I hear dial tone.
That's not it. Okay. Wait. Maybe it's this
caller.
One.
Hold on, caller.
Okay, call. Here we go. All right. Caller. Are you
Hello,
on
caller.
The air? Can you hear us? I hear
I
him.
Hear caller.
It's Ezel.
Hey, Ezel.
Who's Ezel Magadu? I want to leave a
message.
I'm sorry, I missed the show.
You didn't miss the show. We're right here.
Oh, is that you?
Yeah, we're live. Yeah, we're here. We're here, Ezel. Do you own a calendar, Ezel?
No, I don't know.
You should get a calendar.
It's not the calendar, man. I get so fucked up. I don't know where I'm at. What day it is?
Don't know where you're at. Not anywhere.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. But it was a lot of fun today, man, with me and the Canadian people.
Yeah.
Well, we had a good time today. We went over to the Secretary of State's office to renew the license plates for the AMC Gremlin, okay?
Oh, okay. That thing's still running, huh?
Oh,
you
man.
You can find parts for it? I'm surprised you can find parts for it.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to really search hard, but, you know, hey, man, I'm telling you, yeah, you know what, we go in there, and we go in to get the license plates renewed, and the guy says, he says, well, you know, next year, the plates are going to go up $50, and I go, what? Wait a minute. And I said, wait a minute. So, now, you know what, then I got pissed off, and I said, wait a minute. I thought we're gonna legalize pot in this state, and we're gonna and everything's gonna be cheaper. Then we're gonna make so much money on pot.
You tell me, Zell.
Yeah, I am out, man, but then you know what the motherfucker said? Chew me out of there.
I hate when that happens. So,
but you know what we did? I told the clay people go back in there and stuff the toilets with clay, okay? So I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. We do not advocate.
We got the last laugh. The toilets are all stuck there.
Poor clay people being stuck in the
You know, they could use a little. They've been eating too much lately. They get a little round around the middle, you know.
They need some fiber.
Yeah, they need fiber. Anyway, I was watching TV the other day, and I saw a commercial for dental implants, okay? Did you ever hear of dental implants?
Yeah, I saw a commercial as well the other day on TV about dental implants. Is where they drill in and put like this plate of metal in your head. It comes with a microchip and a GPS receiver, and they like stamp it up in there, and then they like screw your teeth on like bolts.
Yeah.
It's like really crazy shit.
But the craziest part of the commercial was they had this woman doing a commercial. I guess she was like a customer, you know, patient, customer, whatever,
Who knows?
And she goes, oh, man, now I can eat again. And I'm looking at her, and she weighs about 400 pounds. I said, what the fuck?
She's been busy eating. She got her implants and then she started eating. She hadn't been able to eat ribs or anything in years, You can't eat shit with dentures, man. That's not good, man. You can't eat shit with dentures. You suck a mean cock with dentures, but you can't eat anything with dentures. It sucks. It's terrible.
Oh man.
I tell the clay people that. To keep your teeth clean, people. Or get the implants. They should be easy, though. They should be easy to get the implants. So you just kind of just stick them up there and kind of dry it out to throw them in the oven or something for a little bit.
You put a hair dryer on it.
There you go. A hair dryer. You dry it. Just hair dry them all in with their implants. Yeah, I mean, corn on the cob and ribs and apples. Have eaten all of it. Hey, look at all their fiber.
I got to ask you something, man. You guys live in Florida. What's with this? They got this new Harry Potter ride at Universal. Did you see that thing?
No, I actually avoid as much of that bullshit as I possibly can. Because I'm a resident of Florida, I really only deal with theme parks when absolutely necessary.
Well, you know what they were saying? They were showing on the news. They said there was a 10-hour wait.
Oh, fuck that. 10-hour wait. Fuck that.
You
know what? I wouldn't wait 10 hours to watch Harry Potter ride his bicycle naked through Chicago.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Hey, Joe, were you riding your bike naked the other day, man?
Oh, for the naked bike ride thingy?
Man, that was cool, man. Them guys were hanging out there, man.
Yeah, they sure were, weren't they? Get caught up in the spokes. That could be painful.
Ooh, ow.
Yeah. Ooh, man, that hurts like a motherfucker.
It's like frying chicken in the nude. Yeah, that sounds like fun till the grease splatters.
You know what? If you get caught in the spokes, it'd be like, remember we used to put those baseball cards in the spokes and
you used to be more like
it sounds like a motorcycle, man.
a motorcycle ready to keel over and die.
Hey man, what's with them insurance company ads on television? Are they going insane or what? Now you got Limu, and Doug selling insurance. What the fuck? You see that one with that Limu?
No, I have not seen that one yet, but I'm sure I will.
Man, we've got Eagle Man.
Yeah, you do have Eagle Man. You've always had Eagle Man.
I love Eagle. And you know what? Now they got the Hartford. They got the fuck has got your back, and they got this big buck, and he's guarding this guy's back. What kind of crazy shit is that, man?
It's all crazy shit. I tell you, it's a gimmick to make a buck.
Oh, man. And you know what? They got to start. I'm going to send a letter to Hollywood.
Ezel.
I'm going to write a letter. You got to put a show on television, an hour long, and just have commercials, crazy commercials, like Emo, and all that bullshit. After another, man. You know what? I believe people would watch it.
Oh, I'm sure people would watch it. But they watch it on YouTube. You can go to YouTube and watch it now.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You go to YouTube and watch it. It's all on YouTube.
Oh, man. Well, anyway, we're going to get together tonight. We're going to make some Rice Krispie treats, man.
Okay.
And then we're going to break out, instead of Candyland tonight, we're going to break out the Atari. Do you ever play Atari, man?
I have played Atari. Yes, I have played Atari.
Oh, man.
Many years ago. Many years
ago. Well, that was a long time ago, but
that was a very long time. Remind me, Ezel, shut up. That was a long fucking time ago, Ezel.
But you know what, though? I'll tell you what, boys. That's the best game when you're stoned out of your mind.
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
You watch that ping pong ball go boop.
Boop, boop. Even Frogger's good, too, when you're stoned. Frogger's good when you're stoned, too. That's good, too.
All right, Ezel. And I want to set my alarm clock for next Monday so I don't miss it.
Yeah, don't miss it, Ezel.
Don't miss it, Ezel.
All right, guys. Stay loose and smoke them if you got them.
Will do, Ezel. You take it easy. Thanks for calling. Bye. All right, and before we get into my little segment here, LA Confidential, I picked it up today at the dispensary, and it is wonderful.
Yay.
It is a relaxing but yet uplifting strain, so yay. I just had to kind of throw that out there. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights have been on, and the bus for the Fat Farm arrived, so I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own little special snowflake way.
Hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show tonight here on Tampa Radio. Remember, all times New York time, be sure to check out my collection of weekend entertainment with Weekend with Joe. It comes on Saturdays at 6 p.m., then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, Sundays at noon, and then another recast on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Remember, all times New York time.
I can keep poking at this screw. There's a screw on the bottom of this desk poking through. I think it's for the microphone stand.
Uh-oh.
And it's a pokey screw, but I'm just poking it on the top of my toe. I'm probably like bloody all over the place. You can make your commute more commutable with a weekday rush hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern and Traffic with Toppers starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains podcast Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, and hot dance mixes from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday Tea Dance. Visit Shyampa.org for our complete schedule.
You know, folks, since you're here, keep yourself embellished in programming.
Use down funny
Technique U audio procedures. How do I do this, you ask?
Wow.
It's easy.
Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Shyampa Radio. Yeah, that's right. Leave it on in the background. You can find us on the TuneIn app, as well as anything that plays Shoutcast streams. You can also listen on the web. Just go to shiampa.org.
Wow. What a show. What a show.
It was like a bus in Mexico that was like just teetering on driving off the edge of the cliff. With like a million chickens. And all that stuff. I hear myself. Oh my goodness. Nope, we don't do that anymore. Are we done? Okay, we're done. All right.
It wouldn't be a show without crazy effects.
No, that's true. It really wouldn't be. So, I unfortunately wrote my closing statement before you finished your news, so it's kind of short.
That's okay.
It's, you know.
It's okay. It's fine. It is what it is.
It happens.
Yep.
So, everyone.
It makes sense to me.
Thank you for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week. Check out our blog at shyampa.org. Remember, folks, posting your crimes on Facebook after you fall in love with an inflatable unicorn may lead you on a Wild West goose chase. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with an E for Masculate.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with
this
enemy.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You are listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.